Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. My name is Priscilla Leona, and I am producer and host of this show. And we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 9 years, this show has been ranked the number one entertainment career advice internet radio show worldwide. Absolutely. Now, this show is for you. A lot of times you start listening to shows and you listen to it for half an hour and you're like, what the hell am I listening to this show for? I don't even like this show. Well, this show is for you if you're questioning your career reality by considering or currently pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. And the guest on this show will provide you with advice and tips and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in a wide variety of showbiz jobs. Now, the guest on this show, you're getting quality up in here. Let me tell you, our guests include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, agents, screenwriters, actors, voiceover actors, singers, songwriters, comedians, novelists, script supervisors, stunt people, entertainment attorneys. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Now, what's special about this show is that all of the guests have been selected because they are at different stages of their careers, and they have come to the point in their lives via different professions. Some were comedians, some were actors, became producers, directors, or they just came out here to be a director, a producer, an actor, and that's what they did straight away. So, you know, from celebrity status to professional. And once in a while, we bring on the novice or beginner, and we do that so that you can see what the trials and tribulations are of the beginning actor, because it is a very, very hard job. And not just actor, but singer, dancer, model, musician, comedian, whatever the profession is, we bring the beginner on once in a while. Now, this definitely means that we will have someone on this show that will be able to answer your show business career questions. If you missed any of our shows or you want to seek advice about a specific entertainment career, you have to go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website, and you search for the title of our show, which is Question Reality. Or you can search by my name, which is Priscilla Leona, and you can listen to it instantly or download it 24 hours a day. I'm always here. I'm with you. But 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Can you imagine listening to this voice all day and every day? They could actually incorporate this in a torturous Guantanamo situation, I tell you. Now, all of the Question Reality shows are also available for free on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And you want to make sure that you get our newly designed free app, our mobile app. It's on the home page of the latalkradio.com website. It is down the bottom on the right hand side. Get that so that you can, again, listen to me forever, whenever. You might just get up in the middle of the night and say, oh my God, I gotta listen to her. I cannot not hear that little squeaky, whiny, high-pitched voice. I have to hear it now. I need a dopamine drip. Well, you can do that if you get that app. So, finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on this show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with your sage career advice, we only have, are you ready for this? Four, count it, one, two, three, four dates left for this year. They go like hotcakes around here. These, I'm telling you. So go to our official website, which is where you would go to submit for consideration. That's different than the LA Talk Radio website. That's questionrealityradioshow.com, questionrealityradioshow.com, and you can click the contact link and submit. Again, we only have 4 dates, but we are currently booking for 2018. Can you believe it? 2018. It is less than 6 months away. Or 7 months away. Oh, I'm terrible with math. It's coming soon. Christmas will be here soon, and then 2018 is coming. So there you go. And that concludes the show introduction. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. You know, I always hook you up with the best in entertainment on the show. And today is no exception. We have two lovely, cute, adorable people, a little couple. They are cute as buttons. One is Dwayne Antoine McCoy, very sexy, sultry man. And he's got himself a gorgeous wife named Antoinette Michelle McCoy. These two, I'm telling you, they are some beautiful people. Oh, and but Antoinette was sporting some blue lipstick that I absolutely have to have. She sent her headshot over. I was like, girl, let me get that lipstick. She didn't know where the heck it came from. A makeup artist did it. So I sent her on a quest. She's got to find that blue lipstick for me. So real quick about them. I want you to go to their website right now if you can and check them out. It's N as in Nancy, W as in Wild, O as in Oprah, movie.com, NWOmovie.com. That is their latest movie. Oh, my gosh, it's so scary. The poster, it gave me some creeps. I got the creepies. And then when I went to the website, the guy, oh, my God, the guy is so spooky looking. Oh, I got a chill. I was like, oh, I'm not visiting that website anymore. I'm too scared of that guy. But I tell you, perfect for the part. And we're going to find out about the movie. So we're going to talk to them real quick. Let me just tell you, Dwayne Antoine McCoy and Antoinette Michelle McCoy. I love these names. I think I'm going to say their whole entire names for the whole show. They're also known as Antoine Michelle, and they're pastors and entrepreneurs. And they've been married for 19 years. And throughout 19 years of marriage, they have become, are you ready for this? Oh, they're like superheroes over here. They're accomplished restaurateurs. They're gospel music screenplay writers. They're music and film executive producers. They're producers. And are you ready for this? This one. Oh, my God. I had to take a pill for this one. They have 6 children and they're doing this. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I can't even take care of a damn plant. And I almost sent my husband to the emergency room cooking. I don't know how they do it with 6 children, but we're going to find out. And they're currently in pre-production for their next film. We are going to talk to them in just a second. But, you know, I always start the show with, what did Priscilla do last night that was exciting? Well, let me tell you real quick. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. All right. What a night last night. Now, I'm going to ask you guys, all of you out in the whole entire world, do you have things happen in your life that makes you really, really feel amazed that it actually happened? Like you are brought into shock and awe. I mean, things that you would never guess would happen in a million years. Well, that happened to me last night at the premiere screening of the Emmy-winning. Oh, something's happening in the background. I can't hear. Somebody's making noise. I can't talk. Please be silent. If you have to put your mute buttons on, please do that for me. Thank you so much. Again, that happened to me last night at the premiere screening of the Emmy-winning TV screenwriter and producer party. Now, Michael Ajakwe, you know he was on the show a couple weeks ago. His new show, Beauty and the Baller, aired last night on BET, on the BET cable network. Now, again, if you remember, we had Michael on the show July 1st, and it was to promote this show. Now, if you haven't heard of Michael Ajakwe, he's a 4-time NAACP Image-winning Award playwright, theater producer, TV producer, and he is a veteran TV comedy producer of sitcoms like Martin, one of my favorites, Sister, Sister, and Eve. And Michael is also the founder of the world's first and most popular web series festival called called LAWebFest.com, and that's held annually at Sony Pictures Entertainment Culver City. Now, here's the thing that happened to me that I told you about. Okay, so Michael, all right, was the writer and producer for TV1's Unsung Music documentary series, in which he did Image Award-winning profiles on Denise Williams, Sly and the Family Stone, and Ray Parker Jr. So, last night, we go to this party, and it was a big to-do in this, like, drop-dead gorgeous house way up in the hills. It was hooked up. I mean, valet parking. I didn't even feel like someone was going to steal my car, and that usually always happens here in L.A. So this handsome man starts a conversation with me and my husband after he's pushed my big fat ass up the stone wall to get up to the patio, because I shouldn't even be allowed to be on stiletto heels, but, you know, I try to look cute. So I didn't recognize him, but he introduced himself to me, and the name didn't register. It just didn't register. He said Ray Parker Jr. So I was like, what? Why is that? And I said, oh, your name's like that great singer from the 80s. I said, I just love that song that he did, and I started singing it. Oh, my God. He starts joining in. And I couldn't believe it. It was the actual Ray Parker Jr. So we did a duet together, and I was flipping out. It was like, woo, bucket list, crossed off. So thank God my husband recorded it, and I posted it on my Facebook page. But it was just wonderful. He's a total gentleman, so much to talk to. My dear friend Ernest Thomas is there. You know, I talk about Ernest all the time. He was the star. He was Raj on What's Happening and Everybody Hates Chris, and he was there. And I'm like, Ernest, Ray Parker Jr. is here. Move to the side. I have to have Ray Parker Jr. just for tonight. Okay. But it was a fantastic night. Just, oh my gosh. So if you get a chance, please check out Beauty and the Baller on BET every Saturday night. Okay. Please, please, please. It's a fantastic show. Woo! So with that being said, let's talk to my little Dwayne and Antoinette. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Wow, I'm sorry you had to go through all of that and listen to all that crap, but that's what I got to do every show. Every show. I hope I didn't bore you to death. My goodness gracious.
No, not at all.
I found it to be very interesting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ray Parker Jr. Did you not love him? I mean, I know you guys are too young probably to remember that.
No, I don't remember him.
Oh, you know that song, A Woman Needs Love. I can't sing. I'm sorry I inflicted you with that. But that was one of my jams, girl. You had to have liked that show, right? I mean, that song.
Yes.
You had to have liked that.
Right? Yeah.
I know you and Dwayne were getting funky with that song. I know. So, listen, you guys, very impressive people. You both have been married for 19 years. So first of all, I want to say congratulations, because in this day and age, it is tough to stay married being involved in the entertainment industry for a month, let alone 19 years. So I got to start off asking you, and I'll start with you, Antoinette, first. What's your secret, and how the heck do you do it with six children, girl?
Well, honey, my secret, to be honest with you, is God. Much prayer.
Prayer. Ooh, but yeah, I would think you'd be saying a couple curse words having those six children. Woo! I would think there's got to be some hells and dams going on in there once in a while. My gosh. But, you know, that's crazy how you can do it. It's so impressive. I mean,
We do it together, you know. We do it together. And with the six kids, they grew up in it. So now they're old enough where they are now participating more in the business. So it's very good.
That's great. So let's talk about you, talk about being accomplished. I see there's some heavy breathing going on.
I don't know what that is.
Dwayne is having some problems on the show today. Before we started the show, there was some damn banging going on, and then there was some water coming down. I can't concentrate with Dwayne on here. He's like doing serious sound. Tell him.
I'm sorry.
What? I'm just trying to make sure that, the microphone is positioned, right? I'm sorry.
Sit down in that chair. Tape him up so he can't be having any sound effects going on in the show. Okay, so let's talk about you guys being accomplished restaurateurs. So, me, Antoinette, I am a great lover of the fork and spoon. Now, I love me some food. I am gnawing on the bones every day. There's something going on. So what type of restaurant did you guys open? Where was it? When? Why? Mm-hmm. Is it still in business? Mm-hmm. You know, let's talk about it. We'll start with you.
Well, with the restaurant, we opened it up in Philadelphia, in the Frankfurt section of Philadelphia, which is towards the northeast section. And it was back in 2006, we opened the restaurant. And it was a soul food restaurant.
Greens! Oh, collard greens, macaroni and cheese! You just got me going.
Yes.
Why did you decide to open the restaurant? Had you been in a family business where you had always wanted to open up a restaurant, or was it something where you said, hey, we can do that?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't a family business. It was actually, I just had the skills, you know, I'm a very good cook, you know, and so we just opened it up, you know, and got it going. It was very successful.
Really? What? Now, do you guys still have it, or did you close it, or
We had to close it. We was up and running, doing good, and then we just felt, you know, it was time. Well, we actually had to move to Arizona. So with us moving out to Arizona to start the church, we had to close down the restaurant. But what we did was we came out here to Arizona, and we just started catering. We didn't open a building yet, but what we did was we started some catering and, you know, just getting some clients, getting familiar with Arizona, seeing if the people like that kind of food out here, you know. We've been doing.
I watched the Great Food Truck Race. So there were so many contestants that did what you did. They had the restaurant and then they moved to another state. So they did what was called testing, and they did it with a food truck. So do you guys think you're eventually going to get a food truck, or like to cater? Oh my God, I love food trucks. They're so gourmet these days, right?
Yeah. Actually, they really are. They really are. Actually, we was just talking about that not too long ago, about a food truck. You know, we was talking about looking into getting one of those, you know, but now we're in the process, you know, what we do with our films, you know, that's kind of on the back burner just for a little bit, but
get a damn food truck, you haul that food right up, hold your butt right onto LA, because I want some of that food. All right, so let's talk about, first of all, before we move on to the film, let's do a plug here and plug your catering business. What's it called? What's the website? Give it to me, girl.
I don't have a website up and running yet, but it is called Cuisine of Soul.
Cuisine of Soul. And where are you based out of?
We're in Avondale.
Where's that? I don't know. I know.
We are actually right outside of Phoenix. So if you're coming from LA, we're actually the suburb right before you get to Phoenix.
Okay.
We border Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, look for me to stop by, girl, when I take my drive across the country. Okay.
Oh, trust me. We're going to be getting that building soon.
Oh, please. Yeah. Oh, now let's talk about this scary movie poster for your film, New World Order, Rise of the Dark Prince. Now, as I was saying earlier, that guy, the actor on the website, is he the lead in the film? He was so scary looking. Perfect for that role if he's playing the devil, I assume. That's who he's playing, right?
Go ahead.
Dwayne, is that you? Oh, yes. Now Dwayne is sleeping. I told him to be quiet.
No. Oh, man, okay. No, I put it on mute so I don't make, you know, I don't want to mess up anything, you know. But to answer your question, he's saying the devil. You can see that.
Yeah,
Okay, what's the film about?
Okay, the film is about let's see how I explain. The end of the world. What happens is there's an economic crisis that takes place as a result of a happening where, you know, millions of people, Christians, disappear from the earth. And so as a result, there's a tragic episode of, you know, that takes place that actually affects the world and the economy of the world. So all the governments collapse. And so this guy, you know, he comes in with a plan that he will, you know, to put the world back on track. And so, but he ends up becoming, you know, the worst tyrant of all time. That's pretty much what the movie is about. Well, actually, two young ladies in that situation and how they survive in that, pretty much.
Oh, okay. And let's give a plug to the actors. Why don't we do, if you can remember their names, obviously, I hope you can, but sometimes you'd be amazed. Let's give some shout outs to the actors. First of all, who is that scary looking guy on the website?
That was Michael Alvarez. Michael Alvarez, we have two of them on the website because there's two movies there, and it's a saga. So the first film, the scary guy with just the eyes and the mark on his forehead, that's Michael Alvarez.
The
first gentleman.
Who's the guy sitting mm-hmm. in the chair with his leg crossed?
Yes, that is
what
Jose.
I'm talking about. Who is it?
Yes, that's Jose Rossetti. He is an L.A. actor. He is right out there in Los Angeles. His name is Jose Rossetti.
Ooh. Oh, I'd like to bring him on the show. Hook me up, Antoinette. I really would, because he really does a great job to get. I mean, if I did not see, and this is the mm-hmm. mark of a great actor, if I did not see the title of the film mm-hmm. and it was only him mm-hmm. sitting where he's sitting now, I would know mm-hmm. what that film was about. So he really rocked that part for you guys.
Nice.
Really did a great job.
Nice.
Really great. So you're saying it's a saga. So is this not a full-length mm-hmm. feature film, or is it you've
yes.
already wrote part one and part two already? Which is
actually
great.
We did one already back in 2013, and now we're doing the second one. So we just finished up some filming in New Jersey last week, and we're preparing to do some filming here in Arizona. And then we're going to go to Philadelphia to do some more filming. So,
now, are you talking about the title New World Order, The End Is Come? Is that the one you already did?
Yep, that's the one we already completed.
Okay, so let me ask you, why, Antoinette, did you decide, out of all the films you could write in the world, now I don't know if you wrote it or if Dwayne wrote it or mm-hmm. who wrote it, but let's find that out, and mm-hmm. why was it written?
Well, my husband is the lead writer on the script.
Okay.
He really gives himself to writing, coming up with the stories and all of that. But where the movie came from, it was a series of dreams that my husband was having for many years. And for a couple years, the dreams had stopped. And that was during the time we moved from Philadelphia to Arizona. And then once we came out here, then the dreams resumed for a little bit of time. Within our first 3 years of living out here, it just came to us that we really need to start writing a script, you know, because my husband, he did tell me when we first met years ago that we was going to be writing, we was going to be doing movies, we're going to be doing music, and we're going to know actors, and he just shared his whole vision with me. And sure enough, today we are doing all those things. We are producing music, we are producing films today, and that's pretty much where it came from. All the dreams,
oh
you know,
God.
That he was having.
Wow.
And we just knew what to do.
Isn't that something? Oh, could we say
yes.
that Mr. Dwayne is a prophet? Ooh.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can,
Ooh.
Because his dreams were so very vivid that when he would come and tell the church, we can all see it. And for many years, it was just like we was watching a movie because they were so very vivid. So, you know, when the time did come and God pressed on our hearts to do a movie, then we already knew what the first movie would be. even though we got many, many other scripts that's already written right now that we could produce, but this movie here is the ultimate for us. This is, you know, really the ultimate, because these was divine dreams that was given to him, divine visions that was given to him, you know? And the way the first movie came about, you have to really see that it was very divine, because for us who've never been to school for screenplay writing, for us who've never did anything in the filming industry, to do our first movie and it was picked up immediately for worldwide distribution, you would have to see that it was divine.
Stop it! No, I didn't know that. I didn't even get that information. Tell me how it was picked up for world. Who was it picked up from?
It was picked up by Bridgestone Multimedia Group. They're like the third or fourth largest Christian distributor. And it was picked up by them, you know. And basically, they saw our 30-second trailer, and they thought that that trailer was so good that they can only imagine what the feature film would look like. And they had already made a decision to give us worldwide distribution before we even finished the movie.
That's amazing.
Before we even finished it, yep. Yep,
that's amazing.
Yep,
do you know how that does not happen? You know that, Antoinette, right? I mean, so rare.
Yeah, we are definitely, we found that out by many, many, many people. You know, it's like, how did y'all do it was the question, because it's like so many people have been in this industry for so many years and they have done so many movies and have never gotten distribution, you know? And for us come out the blue.
How the heck did you do it? Okay, so wait, you're just a perfect example of who to talk to for aspiring filmmakers, because you guys have no prior filmmaking foundation. You have no skills in that area. How the heck do you do it? What is the first step? What do you and Dwayne decide to do to get the ball rolling?
Well, what we did was my husband really gave himself to teaching himself how to write scripts, and you know, I've always told my husband from the beginning of our marriage, you know, and just the story how we got married was crazy, but from the beginning, I would find little writings of his. He would just doodle on paper, and he would just write, and I would find them all over the place, you know? And I still have those papers today. I still have them. I have held on to them for 19 years, and I would always tell him, you are such a good writer. You can write. You are a very good writer, you know? And how it started is just he gave himself to online. He went online and taught himself how to write a script. And then what he would do in turn is just teach me, tell me and teach me, you know. And we both had already had the vision. We already had the story. It was just putting it on paper, you know. And
So you went and bought the software be able to put the script together, because that's a pricey damn software. I mean, it's crazy.
It really is. It really is.
Final draft, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, $800. It's ludicrous how much they charge you for that.
It costs a lot.
It really is. So you write the script, and then what do you do? Because, you know, you can't just write a script, because there is a basic foundation you have to follow, and there are certain things there has to be. And what did you do to make sure that that was correct?
Oh, the script, like I say, he really, really did some in-depth research. He really, really did. And once we got our script done, we sent it over to a gentleman who's called the script doctor, you know, and he reviewed the script, analyzed the script, make sure it was in the proper format and all that good stuff, and, you know, check the grammar and all that good stuff, and just make sure that the script was tight, you know, pretty much, you know. And after that, we kind of just from there went to the casting and pulling the crew together and all that good stuff. And we did pretty much everything ourselves. We pulled the entire crew together. We cast, you know, location scouting. We did everything.
Well, wait a minute, girl. You skip before you get that when you write the script. Where did you, and the most important thing that I want to focus on is the fundraising. Mm-hmm. Where did you get funds to make the film?
Well, how about this? We took our own monies. We have been very faithful to paying our realtor out here. Again, like we're new to Arizona, so we're renting, not buying. And we've been very faithful. They've never had any problems with us. So when we really felt pressed in our hearts that we needed to do this movie, we simply was honest with our realtor and told us, look, we're feeling pressed to do this movie. They already knew that we was pastors, you know, and they was good with that. And they allowed us to take our rent money and go do the movie. So whenever we would say, hey, well, we'll pay the rent on this day and that day, we made sure we was good and we paid it on those days. But they allowed us to take our money and go ahead and film. So what we would do is we would film one weekend out of a month. And that weekend we would film, we would take all of our money and pay the crew and everybody. And because we are already cooks, we catered our own set.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great idea.
And we filmed debt free. So when we was done with our movie, we didn't owe anybody anything. Everybody walked away with their pay.
Wow. And yeah, that was a full-length feature film. I mean, full-length feature film.
Yes, that was. And would you believe this? We first started off doing 25 minutes of it, right? And we did the 25 minutes. We had it printed up. Somehow it came across the desk of Olympus Set, which is Parable TV. And they called us because they wanted to lease the film because they thought it was so, so good. And when we talked to Isaac Hernandez, he was so impressed with the short film, he said he would like to see it in a feature film. He called us in June 2012, and we told him we could have a feature film for you by December 2012. And sure enough, we went back. The short film we filmed in 2 days, and we went back. We added on to the 12 pages. We added an additional, like, I believe it was 40-something pages. We didn't even have a 60-page script. We only had, like, a 50-page script. And so we added on to the short film, and we went and filmed 4 more days and finished up the entire movie. And out of 50 pages, we got 1 hour and 28 minutes.
Wow. Absolutely,
yeah.
Incredible. And when you presented that to this guy, what happened with that?
Well, when we presented it, Isaac Hernandez, he sought us out. But when it came down to BMG, who picked it up for distribution, they simply only saw the 30-second trailer from the short film. They had not even seen the feature film. They had already made up in their minds that if the short film or this 30-second trailer is this good, this such great quality, if they did that in 30 seconds, then how much more you think that feature film going to look like? You know, what do you think that's going to look like? So it was just, they were so impressed just off the trailer.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask, in your email, when you were sending on information for us, you had said that you recently were updating the website with sponsorship packages. And first of all, for those who don't know what they are, can you please explain what that is? What is the purpose? And then also, what are you offering? I assume that it's for the new film, but if it was already made, what are you offering? So I'm a little confused. So can you tell us okay.
Well, the sponsorship packages is for the new film, Rise of the Dark Prince. And the purpose of that is to still give people opportunities to possibly invest, because my husband and I still do not have any investors. you know. He has now went and taken on another job besides preaching so that we can do this, because we have so many people looking for the next movie. And it's been 3 years now, so we got to keep the vision going. We know this is something that we're supposed to be doing. So the sponsorship packages are for people who are seeing what we are doing and want to invest in it any kind of way. You know, they could sponsor a DP for one of the film dates. They can sponsor the key grip. They can sponsor the gaffer, any of the actors. We have it completely broken down. So you could sponsor catering, whatever. You can go in there and see everything, you know.
That is
and
exactly
again, like
I love, Antoinette, I love that you're talking about this, because that's exactly mm-hmm. the way I break down everything when I ask for mm-hmm. financial contribution, because mm-hmm. it makes, and this is a tip for new filmmakers, when you do it mm-hmm. the way Antoinette and I do it, that makes people feel like they are responsible for that particular mm-hmm. part movies, and it encourages
exactly.
them to donate, because if they feel personally invested, they're
yes.
going to donate, right?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And what we're going to do in turn, say you decide that you want to sponsor the lead actor, the star actor, the protagonist, the Antichrist, or whoever. What we're going to do in turn is we're going to have them personally send you a thank you email, a nice headshot, you know, and pretty right. much a shout out to you for, you know, sponsoring.
So did you, and the way this is usually done, as everybody should know, but may not know, mm-hmm. there are crowdfunding sites. So what you do mm-hmm. is you create a crowdfunding site. And as Antoinette said, you put on, and they're usually called donation perks. So you mm-hmm. say, okay, if you give $1, you get this, or $5, you get that, or $10.
Right.
And it's usually done. And two sites that do that are called Indiegogo and Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And there is another one, which I highly recommend. It's called Seed and Spark. And, you know, I talk about this every single week. But what Antoinette is talking about is, if you donate money and you say, I want to sponsor. Now, I want to talk to you real quick about your term sponsor, because a lot of people make it confused, because when you're asking people to give money for a film, there are certain terms mm-hmm. that are thrown around. There is the term mm-hmm. of, will you be an investor? And then there's, will mm-hmm. you be a donator? And then there's, will you mm-hmm. be a sponsor? Now, depending on what title the people contribute money, that means mm-hmm. you have a different role, okay? If you are mm-hmm. an investor, then you are expected as a filmmaker to mm-hmm. give that person back what's called an ROI, which is a return mm-hmm. on investment. So they mm-hmm. usually get a percentage of the money that mm-hmm. is made on the film. You do not want to go to a person and say, oh, I'd love for you to be an investor in my film. Give me $5,000 or $10,000. So they give you the mm-hmm. money, and then they're like, okay, where's my money back? Because they're expecting it back. Mm-hmm. But if you go to a person mm-hmm. and you say, you know, I'd love for you to donate this amount of money. And if you donate this amount of money, this is what you get. You get, as Antoinette said, a signed poster from the actor. You can come mm-hmm. to LA and do a lunch. But then mm-hmm. Antoinette is using the term sponsor. Now, Antoinette, mm-hmm. can you tell them why you're using that term sponsor and how it differs from the investor and the donator?
Well, with the sponsor, is different from the investor, because they're going to get a return, as you just stated, that the investor is going to get a return on their investment. With the sponsors, what we are willing to give to the sponsors, say that we have someone that's going to sponsor $1,000 towards the film. Now, what we have on the website, we call that platinum sponsorship. Now, in the platinum sponsorship, the company will get, or individual, however they would like to be branded, they will get their logo on the actual film website, you know, for 1 year. They will get banners displayed at every screening that we do for a year. The sponsor name will be also mentioned in local, national radio and television commercials on any handbills or any e-blasts that we send out. They also will get like VI passes to when we're filming to come on set. And they will get premiere tickets, of course. You know, that's just an example of what we will give platinum sponsors.
And what does it take to be, tell us your levels of sponsorship and what the donation, what is the amount of for the sponsor levels?
Right, right. So I just mentioned the sponsorship for the platinum, and the amount for that is $1,500. For the platinum. And then we have, what is it, the gold. And the gold sponsorship is anything below 1,000. Our silver Right, right. And we have the silver. We have the gold. I'm working backwards. The platinum, the gold, the silver. And those are anywhere between...
you said the goal was anything less than 1,000, so you probably want to have a stop mark on that because it would be like right. 500 to 1,000, and then the silver
exactly.
would be like
exactly. That's what I was about to say.
To
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to look it up online because I totally forgot. So I'm actually looking at the website because I don't know about Heart Girl. I'm sorry, I do not know about Heart.
So you're saying it's on the website, so people could just go to the website and
absolutely,
look it up.
Absolutely, absolutely,
okay.
Yep, yep.
If they go to, yep. they, okay, so you can go to nwomovie.com, and she has all the levels of sponsorship
absolutely.
There. Now, real quick, mm-hmm. while she's looking that up, that is what Antoinette explained about being the sponsor, and just to kind of get more detail with that, a sponsor is usually we call a donor an individual. A sponsor mm-hmm. is usually, and it's not limited. Antoinette
right.
has decided to interpret it her own
right.
way, but usually if
right.
you want to know the difference in the term, a sponsor is usually a business. So it's usually a business mm-hmm. that is going to donate money, and they're going to have mm-hmm. their logo, their business,
right.
even times product placement within the film. So, for example,
right.
Coke would be a sponsor. So, when you're shooting your film, mm-hmm. you better make sure that you have Coke practically in every damn scene. So, that would be more of like a business. But if Antoinette decides to call it a sponsor, it's her choice and she can call it whatever the mm-hmm. hell she wants to call it. But usually, investor is a person who gets an ROI, which is they're going to get a percentage back. A donator, mm-hmm. you're not going to get anything back but your mm-hmm. money. Usually what they do is they'll give you on IMDb, which is the internet
right.
Movie database, they'll say, so Antoinette would say, okay, well, if you want to be a donator on my film, then I will give you a special thanks on IMDb, mm-hmm. right? Or whatever mm-hmm. she chooses. Mm-hmm. It's her choice.
Right.
And then a sponsor
right.
would be somewhere she'd go to, say, Coke and say, hey, I'd love for you to be a sponsor. We need $10,000. And they'll say, well, what are you going to give me for $10,000? You'll say, okay, well, I agreed to put in your product in 3 seats. And then it breaks down into negotiations. But if you're a beginning
yeah.
filmmaker, a sponsor could be like your local dry cleaner. It could be like
yeah.
your kid's ball team. It could be anyone. So go there and ask
yeah.
them and tell them that you will give them free advertisement. Believe me, it's if you can prove that you're going to get a good distribution deal, you will get the
yeah.
money from them. So fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so are you doing a crowdfunding campaign real quick on Indiegogo?
Actually,
or
no. Not
okay.
this one. We did do it for the first film, and we just did not have the time to invest in, you know, working that crowdfunding
yeah.
thing. We just did not
yeah.
have the time. So with this one, it's all about our own money again, you know, and what we decided to do is just break everything down on the website. And because our market is everyone, but our main market is the church, you know, the church community, you know, which
yeah.
is our main market because it is, you know, I wouldn't say a Christian film, but it's
a Christian. Category Christian gospel. Yes. It's Christian themed, right?
Yes. Christian there you go. Themed. There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
I
tell you, I'm excited. And real quick, because we have 2 minutes, I want to know, where can people see the first movie that you've already done? Is it on Amazon? Is it on Netflix? Where can we see that so we can see the sample?
It is definitely on Amazon. It's on all your social media websites. Like, you could purchase it from Walmart, Target, FYE, Best Buy, you know, all of those places. And I don't know if it's on the Xbox stuff. I don't know. The distribution company have it out there. But I definitely know it's on Amazon Prime for sure. Because someone just actually sent us a picture that they was going through their Amazon Prime on, and they sent us a picture on Facebook saying, hey, look, here's your movie. And it's also running on DirecTV, on TCT. They are running it. So we just saw it recently a couple times on TCT.
Oh, okay. And it's called New World Order, The End Has Come.
Exactly.
New World Order, The End Has Come. And the film is directed by, produced by?
Produced and directed by Dwayne A. McCoy and myself. I did producing, he did directing and producing.
Fantastic. Love it. And if you want to get in on the ground of the new movie by Dwayne and Antoinette, then you will go to their website, nwomovie.com, and you can see all of the perks, everything, right?
Yep. Everything.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting. Well, I am so happy, and poor Dwayne's probably sleeping by now. But, Dwayne, I want to thank you so much, honey. Thank you for creating. Yes, you are the creator. Without your visions, this would not happen. You have to realize that your visions have created and brought life to something that has involved so many people and has changed so many lives, right?
Absolutely. I love to talk about them.
Oh, well, I would love, I like to look at them, but that's another story.
I'm going to have to watch you, girl, when we come to L.A. I'm going to have to keep an eye on you, Priscilla.
All right, sweeties. Well, thank you both so much for coming on the show. You know what? I welcome you both back when you're ready to promote the film and it's ready to go. Please come back and contact me directly and let's go and let's promote it. And you two better not come to LA without contacting me, because we're going to have lunch or dinner or do something. Maybe we can even have and hey, submit it to my film festival. I'm a screener for Burbank International Film Festival, so make sure you submit it there. Okay. And then also contact me via email, because I'm also a judge for another film festival as well, and they do Christian themed films. So contact me via email. Say goodbye to your fans, Dwayne and Antoinette.
Goodbye. We love you guys.
Goodbye. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Dwayne. Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.